did, so it's good when it finally comes to fruition and those guys put their, you know, signature on the line and all that stuff. So it's good, and you know, but we move on to the next group from here.
You guys have a lot of prospects that were committed to other schools but then changed to you guys. Can you talk about what it's like to recruit guys that decide to go in another direction and try and stay in contact with them?
A lot of times, you know, it's one of those processes. You just want to stay available, you know, as far as myself personally. That's the way I look at it. You know, you stay in touch with them. You don't want to be obtrusive or anything like that or disrespectful in any other program. But, you know, if they leave the lines of communications open, you're going to try to, you know, reach out after. And so, you know, you hang in there, you hang in there, and you hang in there. And then at the end, you hopefully, you win. And, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint in recruiting. So, and nothing's official until February. So there's no early signing date. So, you know, you want to make yourself available to the best players you can.
Is that kind of what happened with Darian Dunn?
That's what happened with all the guys. I, you know, just about every, you know, from Derek Tyndale to Darian to George Rushing, you know, all those guys, you kind of just hang in as long as you can. You know, and like I said, I think they appreciate you being respectful in the process that you do it. We were never disrespectful to the institutions they had committed to, but it was one of those things where it felt like, hey, if you're not 100% sure, we're an option, and at the end, you become an option.
Wide receiver was a big need for this program. Did you get the number that you wanted?
Yeah, we wanted to get 5, you know, from the beginning, and you know, if we feel good about the guys we got, I think everybody's going to tell you today that they feel like they got the guys they got. But if you look at it, if you looked at our list in May, it's the same guys we ended up with. So, you know, a lot of times at the end, you're reaching, trying to get guys to fill out your class. And we were fortunate enough to get guys that we were on, knew a whole lot about, you know, from the beginning and know their family, know what they're all about on the field, off the field, and feel good about them fitting here.
What are you trying to add there? Speed, size? Numbers.
Everything. I think, you know, we want to try to improve our athleticism, but I always look at it in recruiting as if you do one thing really well, I can hopefully help you with the rest of it. So if you got great ball skills, you know, that gives you an opportunity. And then if you got great speed, then we can enhance some of the other things that you may not have. So, you know, because you're not going to get finished products, you know, very few high school kids are finished products. And usually if they are, you know, they're hard, you know, everybody else in the world wants them too. So, but you want to see him be able to be exceptional at something and then be able to build on that. And I think we feel good about the class we got. And we wanted all types of kids, you know, that have different strengths, you know, not just one set of guys that we got 5 guys that all have the same game. We want, you know, some different parts of that too.
What are those strengths, these 5 guys in particular?
I think, you know, if you look at Darian, he's a bigger, faster guy. You know, I think he's got great straight line speed, but he's, you know, got exceptional ability with the ball in his hands. I'd say George Rushing is the same way. You know, then if you look at Krenwick and Chris Jones, those guys are more vertical guys. They stretch the field. You know, they're more your prototypical X receiver, you know, that can take the top off. And then, you know, when you look at Natrell, he gives you value in the return game, and then he's got some slot abilities to where he can play, you know, in the middle for us and work the middle of the field and create some matchups that way. So we feel like we got, you know, a varying group that all have different strengths, and so we can build on those things.
Do you see any of these guys coming in and contributing right away?
Yeah, we don't recruit to redshirt, you know, and at least I never have. The places I've been in the past, you know, guys played right away. You know, had Tavon Austin, he played right away. Had Stephen Bailey, he played right away. You know, the guys I had at Vanderbilt, they played right away. So you recruit them to play, you know, and then you'll figure it out, and they'll figure out if they're ready to play or not. We'll know that, you know, by game one, but until then, everybody, you know, we recruited you to step on the field and go play. And, you know, we're happy with the guys we got here, but we're also happy with the guys we brought in. So, you know, but we've got to get better as a group. We've got to make up for Jared leaving, and there's a hole, and some people got to fill it.
You brought in 2.